And finally, we're going to go check out a really wonderful, wonderful play. Boy, A Noise Within out in Pasadena always turns out the goods. And once again, they have done it. Greg T. Daniel returns to direct another play in August Wilson's American Century Cycle. The sixth produced by A Noise Within as the company makes its way through the entire cycle. Set in 1911 during the Great Migration, this second play in Wilson's series, chronicling black life in each decade of the 20th century, introduces us to a group of men and women in a Pittsburgh boarding house who form a makeshift family as they search for identity and purpose in the aftermath of slavery.
Hi, my name is Kai Ely. I am playing Harold Loomis in Joe Turner's Come and Gone. There's so many levels to this character that I'm so excited to uncover. It's a challenge that I wasn't expecting.
When I first did the play 35 years ago, I was green, and I didn't fully understand the true power of this play.
This story is especially important right now.
We've lost so much of self. We are so divided in so many ways.
There's so many different people in the world, and there's so many different levels to everybody's journey. The way that August has brought all these people into one boarding house kind of speaks to the time right now.
It's not an African-American play. It's an American play, and it's about finding ourselves. And we all, as Americans, I think, can identify with that idea. And I hope that's what folk find when they see our production of Joe Turner's Come and Gone.
Suspense.
Spectacular. Exhilarating. Fantastical.
It's so clever and funny.
Greg Daniels did it brilliantly.
You kind of get lost in all of it in the best possible way.
There's so much joy and humor in it.
It was a great, great play by a genius playwright. Come and see the play. You gotta... nothing that I say can do it justice to when you have the experience of the show.
Just come experience it.
Just come to see and experience this play.
Just come, like, have a new experience and see some black theater. It won't hurt.
Joe Tuttle, the man I do despise. Joe Tuttle. Going around trying to take me and wife. Your turtle drove him from my door. Your turtle drove him from my door. Hope to God that it won't come back no more. The policeman, you better not let him round. Policeman, you better not let him round. If you do, I'm sure gonna shoot him down. Joe Tano, man I do despise. Joe Tano, man I do despise. Going around trying to take me in wife. I left Joe Tano standing in my door. I left Joe Tano. He may steal my good girl, all I know. I drove Joe Tano, drove him from my door. May steal my good girl, all I know.
So I was so excited to go see this for a lot of different reasons. One, I had seen two others in this series, and it's killing me that I miss the first couple of that they did, because I feel like I'm trying to capture each moment because they're all so spectacular. The performances are amazing, and I love diving into this world. There's something about it that is so satisfying and interesting. And it wouldn't be any of those things if A Noise Within wasn't really, really turning out the goods, which they do to such a great extent during this production. But here's the other reason I was really excited. Ben, who comes with me on a lot of things, he's never been to A Noise Within 1. And he hasn't seen any of these either. He was, you know, like I was going into it years ago for the first time, aware of August Wilson, definitely. Knew of the cycle, yes. But hadn't seen, to his not best of his knowledge, when we were talking about it, had not seen anything. And, you know, when you get to A Noise Within, I haven't talked about this in a while. A Noise Within, so where they're struck, where they are in Pasadena, they have this sort of public parking deck that's used a little bit by the local transportation system, and it's free. And in LA, everyone knows that is amazing that there's a parking deck that isn't going to, you know, charge you any money. So you get to park there for free. You walk down some stairs. You walk in through the back of the theater. And then the theater itself is from the lobby. You then go down two flights of steps, and the theater is sunken in. And I have said before, it is a three-quarter thrust stage, but also has like a proscenium as well and plenty of backstage space. So it's a really big, open space. And once again, I wasn't disappointed. Their set designing and their set designer and lighting and everything, they use every inch of that space to their advantage. They build this beautiful, beautiful set that it's like, you know, Ben and I both were actors at certain points of our lives. And we both said to each other, like, what an amazing playground for an actor to just have that much facility on stage that you can work with. It just adds so much. It adds so much to performance. It adds so much to blocking and how you're using that space. It's such a gift. And so, you know, again, it was great. It was great walking with him then into the theater, and his eyes just got big, and he's like, whoa, this is before the show started. It's just literally kind of taking it all in. He's like, this is amazing. And, I'll say this, you know, I love a good 90 minute in and out, play, which we're doing more of these days, which is just fine. But that's not these. These are longer plays. But every single time I go into one of the August Wilson plays, the time flies by. There is not a dull moment. There is not a moment where you're not hanging on the words of these actors. Once again, Greg T. Daniel, who has been on this show before, he's a friend of the show. If you're interested in hearing about him, dig in the archives. I believe we had him on talking about the last one that he did there that I saw, which was The Piano Lesson. You know, this sort of work doesn't happen without a great director and great casting. And what a beautiful, beautiful marriage. The only thing I wish is that there was some way to sort of capture these beautiful productions, because they're going to have this sort of beautiful set of 10 when they finish this cycle in so many years. And just to be able to kind of look back and see the magic that they have done, because it's kind of a once in a lifetime thing, really, for a theater company to be able to do all 10 of these plays over the course of 10 years, I would imagine, is really an exceptional thing. So if you're sitting there going, yeah, but I didn't see the other one, so I don't think I'm going to... No. They are in any... Other than the fact that they take place in a certain area and they're dealing with certain stories that have connective tissue stories, none of the characters, you can absolutely go and see any one of these plays without having seen anything else. And it will be a fully satisfying experience. You need to go see this. You need to see these performances. You're just not going to see this sort of thing anywhere. And it's important. It's great, great work, and they must be commended for it. So my hat is once again off to A Noise Within in Pasadena. Joe Turner's Come and Gone is going to be playing there until November 9th. You're going to go to anoisewithin.org for more information.